Evan, you've been a dominant left guard here for the Eagles for the past couple of seasons. You had a couple of years where you took some time to adjust to the league. What was a turning point for you in your career?
It was more than a couple, but the turning point was probably when I started to grow my hair out. But no, seriously. I always worked to keep getting better and better. Tried to listen to what all my coaches had to say. When I got to Cincinnati, it was the end of 2008 season. I had a good offensive line coach there named Paul Alexander. I learned a lot under him. I had a pretty solid season in 2009 that was kind of slowed down by an ankle injury. When I came back in 2010, I had another injury that really slowed me down. For pretty much missed that whole year. I didn't get much playing time. And then I had the opportunity to come here to Philadelphia in 2011 under Howard Mudd, who was just as well getting here that year. And you know, things started really to open up for me then. And then I've just taken advantage of the opportunity since.
What do you remember about the time when you signed with the Eagles? It was that whole quote-unquote dream team. They were bringing all these high-profile players, and you kind of flew under the radar. But looking back on it now,
yeah, I mean,
you're going to be the best signing of,
right,
of the bunch.
I mean, I'm probably the only one that had any idea what I was going to try to do. I remember coming. I think I got here the same day as Nnamdi. You know, Nnamdi had a big press conference, and I was like in an alley with a couple handheld cameras. But yeah, I just didn't ever stop working for the opportunity. I knew what I could do. I knew there was a chance for me to play here. And I just kept working and got it.
How did you learn from those setbacks? A lot of players could have had those bumps in the road and injuries, getting cut, and just said, forget it. You were able to persevere. How did you do it?
In my entire life, the only thing I ever wanted to do was play football. And I believe that I had the genetic talent to do it. And I believe that I had the heart to do it. And I was disappointed in myself early in my career for not being as successful as I always had imagined I would be. So I just couldn't let it slip. I couldn't let it get away without giving it everything I got until I was absolutely done. So I learned a lot from that, and I'm never going to, you know, lose any more time and not give it my all.
You've played for a number of coaches here in the league. So what was it like when Chip Kelly was hired to be the coach of the Eagles?
Well, when Chip came in, when he got here, he's always been the type of guy to communicate very well what you're doing, and not only that, why you're doing it. So because he was so upfront and open with every single thing that we've done as a team, it was easy to buy into all his methods.
Now, with Jeff Statlin, coming from Alabama, did you right away say, you know what, as an Alabama alum yourself, that you two would just connect and be able to continue the success that you've had?
Yeah, well, seeing what the Alabama running game was able to do the past few years, I was pretty excited when we signed Coach Statlin, and he's brought a lot to this bunch. He's got a lot of good experience, a lot of good techniques. He's got tremendous passion for the game. He puts a lot of hours into it, and he's been great for us.
Now, Chip Kelly brought the nutrition aspect, and that's something that you're very much into. You have your own gym back in Arizona. Did that mesh well with you in terms of helping prepare yourself for the upcoming season?
Well, absolutely. I thought it was great that a coaching staff would come in here and focus on that, because you can make leaps and bounds as a team and as players if you're taking care of your bodies to the fullest extent. And for them to be able to come in here and educate everybody on what the best foods and the best recovery processes for their bodies are, then your body's going to be in prime condition and you're going to perform your best.